BBC News with Jerry Smith. The former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has opened his defence at the Hague Tribunal by saying he should be rewarded for the good he's done instead of being accused of war crimes. Anna Holligan is in The Hague.
Radovan Karadzic told the court he should be seen as a war hero, not a criminal. Victims, families and survivors looked on from the public gallery, shaking their heads in disbelief as the man they blame for their persecution delivered this very personal character defence. He spoke of having Muslim friends as a child, of writing children's poetry, and described himself as a mild-mannered and tolerant man. Dr. Karadzic has been on trial for 3 years. His defence is expected to last for another three.
The United States has expressed disappointment with the British government's decision to block the extradition of a computer hacker, Gary McKinnon. Mr. McKinnon, who has a form of autism, was considered to be at risk of killing himself, is sent to the US for trial. More from Jane Little in Washington.
The State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland said the US was disappointed by the decision to deny Gary McKinnon's extradition to face what she called long overdue justice in the United States. She added that we are examining the details of the decision. America had sought Gary McKinnon's extradition for 10 years, accusing him of carrying out the biggest military hack of all time after he accessed almost 100 military, NASA and civilian computers not long after the September the 11th attacks. He faced up to 70 years in a US jail if convicted.
British police have charged a man arrested at Heathrow Airport in London a week ago with the unlawful imprisonment of two European journalists in Syria. Sharjul Islam is accused of collaborating with others in Syria to hold a British photographer and a Dutch journalist captive for a week in July. A woman who was arrested at the same time has been released without charge. The European Union's most senior health official, John Dalli, has resigned after being linked to an attempt to influence tobacco legislation. Mr. Dalli has rejected the findings. From Brussels, here's Maddie Savage.
The allegations relate to a smoke-free tobacco product called Snus, which comes in small pouches like tea bags that you put underneath your lip. It is popular in Sweden, but exports to other parts of the European Union are currently banned. Swedish Match, which makes Snus, claims that a Maltese entrepreneur with connections to John Dalli tried to gain financial advantages from the company in return for attempting to influence a possible change in the law. The European Union's anti-fraud office has concluded that the commissioner was aware of what was going on, although it didn't find conclusive evidence that he'd been directly involved.
World News from the BBC. President Obama faces his Republican challenger Mitt Romney in a few hours' time in the second of the televised presidential debates before November's election. Mr. Obama will be hoping to recover some of the ground lost in the first encounter nearly 2 weeks ago, when Mr. Romney was widely judged to have performed better than his rival. The candidates will answer questions on domestic and foreign policy. The head of the US bank Citigroup, Vikram Pandit, has resigned unexpectedly after nearly 5 years in the job. Mr. Pandit turned the bank round after Citi's huge property-related losses made it one of the prime casualties of the global financial crisis. Johnny Diamond has the details.
Mr. Pandit, an immigrant from India, took over at Citigroup at the end of 2007. Within a few months, the bank was fighting for survival. It would eventually take a $45 billion bailout from the US government. The bank turned a profit again in 2010. It repaid the loans from the government. But in April, a shareholder revolt defeated a proposed $15 million pay package for Mr. Pandit. The head of the bank's European and Middle East division will succeed him.
International forces in Afghanistan have expressed regret at the killing of three civilians, reported to be children, during an operation against insurgents in southern Afghanistan. In a statement, ISAF said it took full responsibility for the incident, which occurred in Helmand province on Sunday. At the time, Afghan officials said two boys and a girl were killed by coalition forces in an operation against suspected Taliban insurgents planting roadside bombs. The British author Hilary Mantel has won this year's Man Booker Literary Prize for her historical novel Bring Up the Bodies. She's the first woman and the first Briton to win the prize for fiction twice. The chairman of the judges described Mantel as the greatest modern English prose writer. BBC News.